Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Now, today we're on our festival unit. We're going to be talking about one of the biggest and most fun parties in the world. It's called Mardi Gras. They have celebrations, Mardi Gras celebrations, around the world. One of the most famous ones is, of course, in New Orleans in the southern United States. It's a huge party. I've never been. Some of my friends have been. They said it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I know you grew up in Australia for a while. So did you ever get a chance to go to a Mardi Gras celebration?
No, unfortunately. This one is, I think, in Sydney, right?
That's right. It's in a it's in a city called Sydney, home of the famous opera house.
Brisbane.
Okay. quite far away. Maybe they have one there. I'm not sure. But in regions around the world, they have this huge party, and we're going to be talking about a specific aspect of it. It's celebrating gay pride with the Sydney Mardi Gras. So we're going to talk about that festival and about gay pride, celebrating gay pride as well today. Well, let's go ahead and read through the article, and then Laura and I will be back. Reading. Celebrating Gay Pride with the Sydney Mardi Gras. A parade full of vibrant floats and people in wild costumes rolls down the streets of Sydney, Australia. It's the city's annual Gay Pride Parade, the Sydney Mardi Gras. Each February, about 10,000 people join the parade, which goes through downtown Sydney. The event is more than just a parade, though. Its goal is to promote equality and other issues within the gay and lesbian community. Sydney Mardi Gras began in 1979 to honor gay rights protests. At that time, being gay was illegal in the state of New South Wales, where Sydney is located. In the following years, with more and more people attending, the parade became massive. These days, it attracts thousands of attendees from around the globe. Participants champion LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender issues, such as same-sex marriage and workplace equality. Its extravagant floats and revelers mix politics, parody, joy, and celebration into one lively event. For many people, the festival is a can't-miss event for letting their hair down and having a blast. If you happen to be in Sydney during February, make sure to live it up at the colorful and animated Sydney Mardi Gras. All right, today's article starts off by describing the spectacle of Mardi Gras. It says, a parade full of vibrant floats and people in wild costumes rolls down the streets of Sydney, Australia. If something is vibrant, it's very bright and colorful, very vivid. And of course, in parades, we have floats. Those are vehicles that are made to look like other things. They might be made to look like animals or just something very bright and colorful to get people's attention. And we have those in parades. Those are processions of people, performers, all things you can imagine, walking through the streets of a city and performing. Maybe they're singing, maybe they're dancing, doing all kinds of things for the enjoyment of the crowd.
Okay, 所以一开始呢，我们就来看到哇，在澳洲，也就是我所长大的地方，不过是在雪梨哦的街上，我会看到什么呢？哇，一个 parade 呢，就是指游行这样的意思。像是美国呢，那每一年的感恩节 Thanksgiving， 他们就会举办这个年度的感恩节的游行。哇，其实就会有很多各式各样的气球啦，或是大家呢就会哇，非常的开心。你会看到这个游行是非常盛大。那个parade 就是 the annual Thanksgiving Day Parade。不过在这里我们回到 要看到呢，哇，在这个游行上我们看到什么呢？就是 vibrant floats。 vibrant 其实就是指这个色彩鲜明的这样子的意思，而 floats 呢，其实在游行的时候我们就会看到，哇，这个彩车就是布置非常鲜艳的颜色，这个彩车。然后呢，在这个澳洲的这个街头上，我们就会看到 people in wild costumes， 就是人们会身穿的，哇，非常的疯狂的一些 costumes， 也就是一些服装，哈，那就会走在这个游行上。那到底我们在讲什么呢？
It's the city's annual gay pride parade, the Sydney Mardi Gras. If something is annual, it means it is held once a year, every year. So this comes around this time every year. It's annual, it's the gay pride parade, and they call it the Sydney Mardi Gras.
OK， 所以原来我们讲的呢，就是这个年度的雪梨同志大游行 ，the Sydney Mardi Gras。OK， 那我们刚刚提到呢，它就是指这是在雪梨年度的这个这样子一个游行 ，annual 就是指年度的。当然呢，如果我们常常也要有一些东西，它可能是每周的啦，或是每月的呢，我们来认识一下这些字要怎么说。像是我们可以说它是 weekly， 就是只要在 week。W-E-E-K 后面接 L-Y， 所以 weekly 就是指每周的啦。那 monthly 当然很简单，就是每月的。
Each February, about 10,000 people join the parade, which goes through downtown Sydney. When you're talking about the downtown part of a city, it's usually the central part that the city has kind of grown around. So it's the place where you'll find, you know, lots of shopping, lots of businesses. It's where people...will go for their entertainment or their shopping needs, and it's where this parade goes through Sydney as well.
Okay, wow, so 大约差不多在二月的时候呢，哇，大概就有一万个人会加入这样子的游行。那他们会走过哪个地方呢？雪梨的哪里 ？Downtown Sydney。其实我们来看一下 town 这个字，大家就会想说，哎 ，town 不就是城镇？可是呢 ，downtown 其实就是表示市中心最热闹的地方，可能通常是办公大楼啦，或者是会有我们这个 shopping mall 的地方，购物城市的地方，就是它比较市中心的地方。而 uptown 呢，则是指比较住宅区 ，OK， 所以可能会比较安静哦，就像我们在台北市的天母，可能就会比较像是 uptown 的一个感觉。
The event is more than just a parade, though. Its goal is to promote equality and other issues within the gay and lesbian community. So they're trying to get a message out here as well. It's not just a celebration, not just a parade. They're promoting equality. If there is equality, it means all people are equal. Everyone has equal rights. And it's also bringing attention to other issues within the gay and lesbian community. An issue is something that isimportant. There are many different issues for everyone today, and they're drawing attention to issues within the gay and lesbian community. So they could be drawing attention to perhaps discrimination against people who are gay or mistreated in some way. They're just trying to show that this exists, this is out there, and just make people aware of it.
不过像这样子的活动呢，一年一度的呢，大家可能想说啊，它是不是一个很酷的游行？不止哦，它的目标或是 goal 目的呢，其实是有更有意义的、更有含义的。为什么呢？它是这里特文提到呢，是要怎么样 promote equality and other issues within the gay and lesbian community？ 它是目标是要促进同性恋的这个组织或是社群的平等性，就是 equality 以及一些就是其他的 issues， 一些议题。
Sydney Mardi Gras began in 1979 to honor gay rights protests. So it's been around for quite a while. And back then there were these protests that were going on. Protests are gatherings of people who are going to voice their opinion either for or against something. Usually something, say, the government has done. Perhaps a law they feel is not fair or some sort of policy.In this case, they were protesting for gay rights. They wanted equal rights or equality, that word we just learned, for gays and lesbians.
Right, and at that time, being gay was illegal in the state of New South Wales, where Sydney is located.OK， 所以呢，在差不多那个时间，刚刚提到的是差不多1979年这个追溯那个年代的时候呢，如果你是同性恋的人呢， 哇，这可能在这个 Sydney 的这个 New South Wales， 这可能是一个 illegal 的，就是不合法的、违法的这样子的意思哦。那其他像是 drugs 或是像是这个吸毒啊，当然也是 illegal。那 illegal 的相反词，当然就是去掉它的前面的字首 il， 直接就是我们看到 legal 这个字，就是表示合法的这样子的意思啦。
In the following years, with more and more people attending, the parade became massive. Massive just means something is very, very big. So more and more people started coming to the parade to attend, to take part, and to lend their voice as well, and it just became a huge event.
当然了，现在的呢，越来越多人就会开始的呢出席这样子的游行，所以呢，它就规模就当然就变得比较 massive， 就比较大啦，就是很多人都会来参与啦。
These days, it attracts thousands of attendees from around the globe. Attendees are just people who go to an event. So people who go to this parade to a Mardi Gras in Sydney, we can call them attendees, or people who go to a baseball game or a carnival, a circus, any sort of event can be attendees. And we say from around the globe. Globe just means the world. It means the planet that we live on.
没错 ，these days 就是现在，现今呢，当然就吸引了好几千人来参加 ，attendees 就是指出席者。Globe 这个字呢，在这里有 the world， 就是世界各处，到处都会有人来参加这样的意思啦。Participants champion LGBT issues such as same-sex marriage and workplace equality.Okay, so there are a couple of words here, champion as a verb, right?
Yeah, to champion something means that you celebrate something or you are for that cause. So these participants are championing these LGBT issues. They're bringing them to light, making people aware of them and saying that people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender should have equal rights and should not be discriminated against.
OK, 所以呢其实参加的人呢他们就会有些人可能就会维护一些他们的一些议题，就是有关这个同性恋的议题，或者是当我们看到 LGBT, 它就是 lesbian, gay, 就是男女同性恋，还有 bisexual, 就是双性恋，还有 transgender, 就是有跨性别这样子的意思，这些议题。比方像是呢same-sex marriage, 就是同性婚姻，还有当然就是 workplace equality, 就是在职场上的这个有关这个他们的权益跟公平平等性。
It's extravagant floats and revelers mix politics, parody, and joy and celebration into one lively event. So these floats, they are extravagant. There's a lot that goes into them. They're very elaborate. We also have a lot of revelers. Revelers are people who come to a party to have a good time, to celebrate, and to have a lot of fun. They're mixing a lot of different things. There's politics, but there's also parody.If you parody something, it means you kind of make jokes about something, you make fun of it in a lighthearted way, but also usually to make some sort of a point. In this case, they would probably parody people who are against same-sex marriage or people who discriminate against gays, lesbians, transgenders, or bisexuals. So there's joy, there's celebration, there's a little bit of seriousness, but mostly it's just this big, lively event.
For many people, the festival is a can't-miss event for letting their hair down and having a blast. OK, 这里我们看到 can't-miss, 中间我们加了一个 dash, 或是 hyphen, 就是一杠哦。其实它就是用来结合两个字表示千万不可错过的活动这样子意思啦。OK, 那所以对很多人来说其实这样的节庆呢就是必须一定要去参加的一个活动。为了什么呢 For letting their hair down, what does this phrase mean?
If you're going to let your hair down, it meansYou are going to basically party. You're going to relax. You're going to have a good time and forget your worries and forget your cares for a little while. So that's what people do at this event. They let their hair down. Just have a good time. Well, this phrase, let your hair down, is our shortcut for you. So we've got a short little skit about this phrase for you.Shortcut for you.
Hey, I'm having a birthday party this weekend. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. I'll come if you want me to.
You should. I want you to let your hair down.
I'm not going to change my hair just because it's your birthday.
To let one's hair down means to relax, have fun, and maybe be a little wild.
I got it. To let one's hair down means 放松享乐。
Do whatever you want with your hairstyle. Just have fun.
I'll let my hair down if you have a KTV machine.
We'll have music and games. Everyone will let their hair down.
Okay, that sounds great.
That was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase, letting your hair down. Well, we've been talking all about Mardi Gras in Sydney, and if you happen to be in Sydney during February, make sure to live it up at the colorful and animated Sydney Mardi Gras. Live it up is similar to letting your hair down. It means you just have a good time. You party and you just have some fun. And this is also a very animated event. If something's animated, it's lively. It's full of life. It's full of joy. It's a celebration. So that's what this Sydney Mardi Gras is all about.
对啊，所以其实这个活动大家应该从刚刚我们的课文提到 let one's hair down 就是表示不拘礼节无忧无虑的很开心的哦，或是 have a blast 也是要狂欢玩的开心 live it up 也是享乐就可以知道说它是一个非常的 animated 的一个活动就是非常活跃的欢乐的这样的意思 Well, that brings us to the end of today's article Let's now go to our For You Chat
For You ChatWe've been talking about the Sydney Mardi Gras, which is a great parade and something of a festival as well today. That's what our For You Chat question is about, too. What is your favorite parade or festival and why?
Can I talk about one that I haven't been to?
Sure you can.
Well, there's this one that I watched on TV. In Spain, they have this really cool festival called Saint Fermín.
That's right, yeah. That's where they have the running of the bulls,
Yay!
Right? Yay! So you would want to do that? You would want to run with the bulls?
It sounds really dangerous, but I don't know. I sort of want to try.
I think it's something, yeah, you would want to try it like once in your life.
Yeah.
I know there's people that go to it like year after year. They keep going back and running again and again and again. Like people will do it 20 years in a row. And yeah, it sounds pretty crazy. For me, I would maybe pick something like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York. There's no bulls. You don't have to run from anything. You just sit there and watch.
Cute balloons.
Yeah, there's nice balloons, nice floats, and there's a lot of the floats are like famous cartoon characters and stuff, so it kind of takes me back to my childhood. So you could pick one like that, or you could pick something a lot more exciting, like the Festival of San Fermín in Spain, which involves running from bulls through the streets, which would be very, very exciting. All right, you guys can talk about this, too. What is your favorite parade or festival, and why? As for us, we are right out of time for today's edition of English for You, but please do join us again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Celebrating Gay Pride with the Sydney Mardi Gras. A parade full of vibrant floats and people in wild costumes rolls down the streets of Sydney, Australia. It's the city's annual Gay Pride Parade, the Sydney Mardi Gras. Each February, about 10,000 people join the parade, which goes through downtown Sydney. The event is more than just a parade, though. Its goal is to promote equality and other issues within the gay and lesbian community. Sydney Mardi Gras began in 1979 to honor gay rights protests. At that time, being gay was illegal in the state of New South Wales, where Sydney is located. In the following years, with more and more people attending, the parade became massive. These days, it attracts thousands of attendees from around the globe. Participants champion LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender issues, such as same-sex marriage and workplace equality. Its extravagant floats and revelers mix politics, parody, joy, and celebration into one lively event. For many people, the festival is a can't-miss event for letting their hair down and having a blast. If you happen to be in Sydney during February, make sure to live it up at the colorful and animated Sydney Mardi Gras.
Vocabulary Review.
Annual. The company has a team to compete in the annual Dragon Boat Race. Equality. Americans in the 1960s fought for equality by holding many protests. Issue. Food safety is an issue that the government must take care of. Massive. The adventurers discovered a massive temple hidden in the forest. Champion. Some celebrities use the media to champion causes like environmental protection. Blast. Everyone had a blast at the party and looks forward to the next event.